On today's episode, we have our very first Wines on Sabbatical. Welcome to Paranormal Porkopolis, a podcast about the Queen City of Cincinnati and the ghosts who haunt her. I'm your host, Heather, and I am joined by my co-hosts, Sam and Amanda.
Hi.
Hi.
On today's episode, we have our first Wines on Sabbatical. These will be episodes about cities we recently visited, and Sam will be taking the reins to tell us about some spooky places in one of America's most haunted cities, New Orleans. Take it away, Sam.
Okay, so in August, I went to New Orleans. I went with my boyfriend. We went for a day, which is plenty of time in frickin' New Orleans. So yeah, so we get into New Orleans probably around noon. So we stop at a brewery because we got there too early and we couldn't go to our hotel right away. So we stopped at a brewery and then we drove back in. Traffic in New Orleans is the literal worst. Nothing compares to traffic in New Orleans. So our hotel was the Hotel Villa Convento. And the reason I picked it is because it's an old brothel.
Yay, brothels!
Yay, brothels!
You know, we're very pro-prostitutes on this show. Especially
go sex work.
I'll make a shirt.
Heck yeah. So I picked it because of the brothel aspect, but it's also...
Were you looking?
I was looking for haunted hotels, and I knew I didn't want to stay on Bourbon Street because that's just too much for me. And this Hotel Villa Convento is the street over. So it's a nice, quick little walk that's really quiet. And in the it's right across from a bakery as well.
Heck yeah, beignets.
Well, I got beignets. I was not impressed with beignets.
It's basically an airy donut with powdered sugar.
But it was, like, thick. It was, like, I went to the one beignet place everybody tells you to go to.
Café du Monde?
Yeah, I went to Café du Monde, and I'm like, dope, like, Café du Monde. And I got it, and it could have been because I was super drunk, but we went and sat down by the Mississippi River, and... like, these aren't that good, and I'm really thirsty now. My mouth was so dry. I'm like, it needs, like, a dipping sauce? Like, what is this?
I feel like mine had a dipping sauce.
You didn't sit at Café
Noir? No, it was a nightmare. There was so packed.
I know. I love it. There's all of the pigeons. And you
feed that's why I like being harassed by birds. So, anyways, I just got so off topic.
It's fine. This is an open conversation. Yeah.
So, Hotel Villa Convento, back in the days... was a brothel, but it also at one point was a nunnery. The Catholic Church owned it. These like nuns owned it. Then they sold it to a family, and the husband like ran it. But in the long run, it like got turned into a brothel. So apparently, the madam is the big one that haunts it. And I did not see her, but I also am the worst person to go to New Orleans because I just got drunk the whole time.
Her one day,
day there, and I passed out when I got back to the hotel.
I think that's what most people do in New Orleans, though.
You know, we didn't really get that drunk when we were there, and we're, like, drinkers.
I've never been, but I need to come visit Natalie.
Yeah, I got blitzed, and there was a police convention down there, and I was kind of nervous about that, because the first bar we go to, well, the only bar we went to, was just this little skip-into bar.
I'm remembering the pictures you sent us now.
Oh my God, the police. Yes, me being a dick to policemen. But then we met these two really nice police officers from Pennsylvania, and they had the accent, like up north accent. They were so nice. I love them, and I know one of them sometimes listens, so I hope you hear this. Scott Bauman, I hope you hear this, or Bowman, I don't know how to say your last name, but shout out, man. Can't wait for you to come to Cincinnati one day.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we did that, and then, but before all that, we did a haunted horse carriage tour, and I totally suggest anyone to do that. That was so much fun. Our driver was so informative. He knew anything and everything about anything in New Orleans. And my big worry with those tours were their horses, and it's so hot down there. And I'm like, oh, man, they're going to run these poor horses down, but they didn't. So they did not let us do any of the horse carriage rides until it got below, like, 82 or something like degrees. Mm. And they kept them hydrated the whole time. They were very well taken care of horses. So on the horse carriage ride, they take you down and they just show you all the different spots. So like the big one was Madame LaLaurie's house in the French Quarter, which her name's Madame Marie Delphine LaLaurie and her husband, Dr. Leonard Louis Nicholas LaLaurie, owned the house. I know that's an awful name. But we all know that she's from American Horror Story, and she's the one who killed all those poor innocent slaves and, like, tortured them up in her attic.
And rubbed the blood on her face.
Because she thought it would make her younger. And one of her daughters kind of tried to, I guess she caught, there's a story that she caught her daughter trying to have sex with or was having a relationship with one of the slaves. And she tortured him and made her daughter watch the whole time. But she, there's also a rumor that she sewed a man's upper half. Or no, she in some way sewed a horse and a human together. Like, tortured this poor black man. So yeah, she finally got caught because a slave girl who she had tied or chained to the oven set fire because she was just going to kill herself. She's like, I can't do this anymore. And when the fire broke out, that's where they found all the bodies. And then, of course, the fat white lady got away with it because she ran off to France where she is originally from. And no one ever knows what happened to her.
So, what? She just, like, got off scot-free?
She got scot-free. Yeah.
I saw that. We were in New Orleans last December, and we took an Uber or a Lyft to one of the bars, and the driver was really informative, and he was like, this is here, and you should eat here, and then he showed us that mansion and was like, this is the most haunted place in New Orleans.
Yeah, we didn't get to go in. It was really late at night, but it's just so spooky knowing what happened in there, and you drive by it. It's so creepy. And then the other one...
So it's like just right off the street? Like, you can see it right on the street?
Yep, it just corners up right next to it. It was also, by the way, fun tidbit, Nicolas Cage at one point owned it because he is so odd, but yeah.
Oh my god, I love Nicolas Cage so hard. Yeah, we're doing a Secret Santa, and I have requested that whoever has me, cough Heather, should get me a Nicolas Cage shifting sequins pillow from Wish.
Okay, first off, I didn't know it was from Wish. I would have had to order that like 3 months ago.
Sometimes they have express shipping.
Oh, so you're going to pay more money for the shipping than that.
If you always pay more for the shipping than you do for the item. I will buy you a Nicolas Cage pillow.
She'll make you one. You should have Steve crochet her one.
Oh my God.
A shifting crochet. Or just a giant, real, personal, what is it, like human-sized Nicolas Cage.
You know those, like, crafts where you, like, take yarn and it's, like, over, like, a grid? You know what I mean?
Yeah, where you tie it?
Yeah. Should make a Nicolas Cage wall hanging for you.
I would love that weird 70s Nicolas Cage wall hanging.
That would be super weird.
Also, you can make a Shia LaBeouf one, because he's back on the radar.
Is he?
Oh my god, I love Shia LaBeouf.
She does. Crazy. She started talking about him. He got help for his health, because that's what she told me. Because he was on Hot Ones, and Hot Ones is a YouTube show where they eat spicy chicken wings. I don't eat spicy stuff, but it's fun to watch. But I couldn't watch it because he's just too much for me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't with you.
I can.
He has sex in that movie. You better watch it.
I'm going to watch.
What movie?
Nymphomania.
I would hope he has sex.
Well, it's like about this girl who's addicted to sex. She has been for, like, I guess most of her life. But there's a scene where she, like, has sex and you get to see his penis.
Oh, like, do they have real sex?
I think so. I'm pretty sure I read an article where it says they actually have intercourse.
Guess I'll have to watch that too.
It was on Netflix at one point. That's how I watched it.
I watched a movie called Nymphomaniac or something on Netflix.
Is it very like romantical?
I don't know. There was like a scene with a Coke bottle. Is that the same movie?
Oh my god, I don't remember that. But
ouch.
I don't know.
I don't think it's the same movie.
She was like addicted to sex. Like there's a scene when she's younger with her friend and I guess, you know, kids are explorative.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess something happens in a bathroom with her and her like young friend. It's like really weird. And the next thing you know, she's banging Shia LaBeouf. Boof, buff. LaBeouf.
It's still on.
LaBeouf.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen
still
that.
Still on Netflix.
That was not the one. Oh, wait, is that the one?
I typed in Shia LaBeouf and this is what came
out. I'm pretty sure the one that I watched wasn't even in English.
There's multiple volumes.
Yeah. I only watched the first one and I was like, I can't.
Oh, Stellan Skarsgård's in it. I think
too.
Who? I love his son.
Stellan Skarsgård.
I don't know.
His son?
Alexander Skarsgård. Yes.
I like Peter Sarsgaard.
Yeah, this has turned weird. Interesting talking about dudes I love.
Which is all of them.
Basically.
Okay, so back on the subject. So speaking of Madame LaLaurie, if you also watched American Horror Story, there's the Voodoo Queen.
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Madame
Laveau.
Yeah.
So Madame Laveau, who is played by the amazing Angela Bassett, because she's awesome, is I got to visit her house. They turned their house into that shop I went into that I said was expensive.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. But apparently, if you go to the house, if you go to the back room where they do all the reading, people have felt icy fingers, or they'll, like, sense her there. And apparently, like, people have seen her doing, like, spells and stuff. So that's really cool. We went in there. That was fun. It's really little, and there's too much stuff, and it's a lot of people trying to go in and out, so it's a little much for me. And it's hot down there. Oh my god, it's so hot in New Orleans.
And so you go that one week in December that we went, and it was fucking freezing.
Yeah, you
were there in August.
Yeah, we were there in August, but it wasn't nearly as bad. We had been in Memphis the day prior, and Memphis was 10 times worse. It was so gross in Memphis. Also, Memphis sucks. But...
Sorry, all listeners from Memphis. Elvis?
I'm still sure mad about what happened there, so...
Sam likes to hold grudges. She's going to be a demon ghost when she dies.
I will. Be a petty bitch.
She's still holding grudges because Heather went on vacation for a whole week, so...
I did. I'm trying to make up for it by bullying her all the
time. She threw my banana. Okay. She hit me with a piece of... Like, with a...
I hope she
sticky note.
Cut this stuff out.
No.
No, it's supposed to be in there.
She got hit with a post-it note because she threw it at me, but I threw her banana at her because it scared her, because she threw a spider at me yesterday, and it scared shit out of me.
Plastic spider for
it. It literally landed in front of me, and I didn't know what it was, and I panicked. Hers was a banana.
You got out of your seat so fast.
I'm sad because my back is to these two hooligans at work, so yeah. I did not see this.
We legit just do weird shit to each other all day.
All day. Like, I don't ever want to be moved away from you. Like, I used to want the seat that Alicia has.
She's trying so hard to be part of the soulmate club.
They're really cutting me out.
Oh, our club.
Yeah.
Setting.
I do, but then I realize she always pulls the curtains out because it gets really hot back there. The shade.
Yeah.
That would be the worst part about that.
Yeah.
So. Anyways. So, also on the tour, while we were doing the tour, they took us through a bunch of back out or, like, around places where there's alleys. And there's one alley, and I cannot remember the name of it. And in the alley, you're told that you can see a ghost of a woman who was killed there back in the day. None of us saw it, unfortunately. And then after that, we stopped at what is considered one of America's oldest bars. It is called Lafitte's. It's Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop, and a pirate haunts it. And you will see him. You'll go there. Obviously, it's a bunch of drunk people. I mean, no one was going to this bar. This is a local hangout. These are people who go there to get shit-faced, not to party and have fun. They're drunks. But they say they'll see the pirate guy in the corners. He doesn't make eye contact. He doesn't interact. He just sits, and he'll have, like, his little ghost beer. And once you, like, see him, and he knows
me
you see him.
Me as a ghost.
His little, like, pint glass. And then, apparently there's another one, a woman who haunts there. They say she used to live above the bar, and she died.
Aww.
She killed herself. But it hasn't been verified, so it could be anyone. It could be me. But,
Are you dead?
I mean, if you've seen the Haunting of Hill House, remember the broke neck lady she kept seeing?
Oh, yeah, it was her. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler!
Yeah,
it's been out for a while. You guys should have watched it.
I actually just watched that episode.
That show?
A couple of weeks ago. And I was like, what the fuck? The bent neck lady is her?
Yep.
Like, what the fuck?
And I cried like a baby. That show made me cry. I think every episode I cried.
It's a very sad show.
Yeah.
I think I cried at the bent neck lady part.
And when she comes back and she's like, it's okay, like, I'm okay. And I'm like, you're so broken. I love you. I think it's got a lot to do with, like, mental health issues. And I think that was, like, if you really got it, it was a lot of mental health issue stuff. And I thought that was cool the way they did it.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
I need to finish it.
For sure. They're supposed to do a second season.
I had a ghostly encounter when I was in New Orleans.
Were you drunk?
A little. We never got wasted or anything. She's so there. Funny.
She was getting litty.
I mean, no, we like drank like yinglings. We didn't really drink that hard. But we stayed at an Airbnb that was in like an old apartment complex. It's pretty cool. And like the whole interior of the place was like Mad Men. Like, ooh. Yeah, super, like, whatever, art deco or whatever. And I was in bed, like, asleep, and then I felt the bed, like someone, like, sit on it, but Steve was on the other side of me, and then it was gone.
Huh.
I was like, there was a ghost here, but I was sleepy and didn't care.
I do that in my house sometimes. I'll be, like, laying in bed, and I swear I can feel someone sitting at the very end of my bed.
Oh, my God.
But I'm like, and then I'll pop my head up because I'm like, it's just Maverick. He weighs all of, like, 5 pounds, but for some reason he's like a small elephant when he runs around and jumps on things. He sounds like a little horse when you're up, when you're downstairs and he's running around upstairs. He sounds like a little horse galloping. I'm like, I have a baby horse.
Maverick's your cat.
Yeah, Maverick's my cat. He's 4, going on 5. And he weighs 5 pounds because he's really little.
That's how Ghost Cat Tootie happened, though. I felt, after he had died, I felt him jump up on my bed, on the foot of my bed.
Oh, great. My cat's going to come back and judge me. I'm never going to be able to Zumba.
Oh, no.
You mean Zumba at home?
Yeah, I bought a Zumba thing. I was using it at home. Uh-huh. And every time I would try to do it, Maverick would sit on the stairs and watch me and judge me. I was like, well, we can't do this anymore because I'm so white about it. I'm like,
I'm so bad at Zumba.
Yeah. Oh.
So. I used to be on stage during Zumba class.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah. So if you guys want some Zumba parties, let's do it.
I feel like you'd be good at it. You're, like, so loosey.
Mine was Party Rock. I think, or LMFAO Party Rock.
Yeah.
That was, like, my song that I always got on stage for.
I like Zumba, but honestly, it gets a little boring if they don't switch up the routines.
So my instructor, Robin, was, like, I literally felt like I was in a rap video all the time. So, like, she was, like, hardcore. And then she quit Zumba, and our new instructor, the great, was not as, like, I was not in a rap video anymore, so I didn't want to Zumba anymore. Plus, it fucked up my knees.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Going, like, the side-to-side motion and stuff.
Well, they, like, this girl does a lot of, like, doing turns, and it makes me nauseous. I'm like, yeah. I can't do that.
There's this new thing called Dance Fit. My friend Bobby does Dance Fit with Jessica, I think is what the videos like she watches. Oh. And so I'm going to try that out.
I can't dance to save my life. Unless it's some finger pointing.
You are a pro at that.
I'm a pro finger pointer.
Yep. You seem to be a good dancer at our gala.
Everyone was a good dance. Oh, shit, you weren't drunk.
No.
I was drunk. I'm always drunk.
Same.
So anyways, the one part I really wanted to talk about was the haunted pharmacy that's in New Orleans. Did you visit that at all?
No.
So in New Orleans on the tour, they show us this place that was it is a pharmacy museum now, I think, but it was a pharmacy, and the doctor who worked there was apparently conducting experiments on people.
What kind of experiment?
I'm going to tell you. I had it pulled up, and now it's like, I'm going to go back to what we were doing. So the doctor's name is Dr. Dupas.
You have to speak French to do...
Dr. Dupas? So it's Dr. Dupas. He imposed shocking experiment on pregnant slaves, and other people have stated he performed voodoo rites within the property itself. It says his ghost haunts the museum after it closes. His ghost has been seen wearing a brown suit and most often time a matching brown top hat. So, that's horrifying. And that, my tour guide person, he was, like, legit freaked out by the pharmacy thing. Like, out of everything he's talked about, he's like, that's the one thing that really freaked me out. So, yeah.
That's an ugly outfit, too.
Right?
Like, so, you got to go there? Did you go in?
No, it was just all on the tour. The only thing we ever got to do on the tour was when you go to the oldest bar, you have a waiter comes out and you get hurricanes. And oh my God, these are the world's greatest hurricanes. They put so much alcohol in them. Like, I had to split mine with Corey. I could not drink it by myself. And that's probably why I was passed out when I got back to the hotel. I just need everyone to know how mad I was about the hotel situation because I was so excited about it. So Jimmy Buffett also stayed at this hotel, and they have a Jimmy Buffett room. We did not book that because I'm not like a Jimmy Buffett fan. But certain rooms are haunted. But I wanted to set up my boyfriend Corey's iPad, and I passed out before I could do it. And he didn't do it because he didn't care and probably didn't want to see a ghost because he doesn't like ghosts. And yeah, I never got to be haunted. That madam could have been standing over us. Oh, and that's the other thing with the madam. She really likes men. So she goes for men. Like, one guy reported that he was in the bathroom and heard a whisper in his ear and thought it was his girlfriend. And the girlfriend was on the other side of the room. Like, could have never done it. So yeah, it was really cool.
She was like, cute butt.
It's on it. Oh my
cute
god.
Butt.
It's only $5.
Did I see you on Hot Cat Dance?
Oh my god.
The fact that you're like, you and my friend Nicole comment on
I commented once.
Okay. But the other day, there was one where the guy was in gray shorts.
Did she comment on it?
Sorry, guys. There's a group on Facebook called I Came for the Cute Cats but Stayed for the Hot Cat Dads.
Yeah.
Heather found it. She invited us. Now we're addicted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Addicted.
So, like, there was a guy with gray sweatpants and obvious, like, yeah. Could see his junk. And she wrote, hey there, big fella. I'm talking to the cat. And I'm like, oh, my God, Nicole.
Oh, my God.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. So, yeah, that was my time in New Orleans. I think there was also a old covenant, some Catholic church thing down the street from us that apparently was haunted by little kids.
Sad.
But there's a President Jackson? Is that one of the presidents?
Yes, Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson. There's a house down there with his name on it, but you can rent out a hotel that supposedly he haunts down there, too. But yeah, I think the worst part about that whole trip was getting up the next morning. I wanted to die.
Did you go to any cemeteries?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
If it wasn't within walking distance, we did not do anything. So we did everything on Bourbon Street. And also, by the way, if you go to New Orleans, you guys have to find this beer. It's called Pink Paradise or Park Paradise. It is so good. It is so light and refreshing. It was delicious.
Is it Paradise Park?
Yeah, Paradise Park.
I think I had it at a bar.
Yeah, it's really cute. It comes in a cute, like, can. It's just really good, really light and refreshing, because when you're down there, you don't want to drink sugary drinks. You just feel like death after one. Yeah. So
we only shared one.
Yeah, Corey got one, and he paid for a double shot, and he's like, I don't think they put anything in this. So yeah, that's my trip. It was really exciting. I'll definitely go back. Probably not for more than a day, though. I don't think I could do more than a day there.
I think we did three or four, and it was really good, but it was, like, enough.
I feel like I would just waste time there, because obviously I'm a drunk, and just got drunk while I was down there, and then I would waste a day being hungover, and I wouldn't want to go out in that heat. But if you don't hardcore drink or can handle yourself properly,
then don't go to New Orleans. What's the point?
No, go to New Orleans and visit everything and do the ghost tour. I think ours was Ghost City Tours who does it.
Yeah, I was going to ask who did it.
Yeah, and they were awesome. But they honestly, they line up on the side of the road in a certain spot, and you can just go to any of them, and they all take you around on the tours. But for real, get a hurricane at Lafitte's Blacksmith Bar, because it was awesome. It was $11, but it was worth it.
And go see some jazz on Frenchman Street.
Yeah,
which is a good street.
That's not near Bourbon Street, by the way.
It is kind of near Bourbon Street.
I wouldn't walk there, though.
I feel like we walked from Frenchman to Bourbon, but maybe not.
We walked, at one point, though, Corey and I got, you know how you're not, like, supposed to walk on certain streets in New Orleans? Because if you get into certain spots, they start to get sketchy. They, like, tell you not to leave certain roads.
Oh, really?
And I feel like Corey and I started getting off on a certain road, and I'm like, I feel like we should probably be down here. So be very careful. They tell people that all the time. And the issue is the homeless people, unfortunately, because it's such a temperate climate. And a woman walked in to the bar on us, and she like put a necklace on me, and I was like, no, you have to like take it off and tell them you don't have cash, or they won't leave you alone.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's really sad.
It was. She was also higher than shit on crack. Even our bartender was like, don't interact with her. She's on crack. I was like, oh
no.
Our bartender was awesome. I really loved her.
We had a run-in with a lady that was very high, and it was very scary, because she was like, I don't know, she was in a store, and she was messing with everybody, and...
Yeah. There was a guy outside the Hard Rock Cafe, because Corey was trying to find something for, I think his parents, or like one of the children in our lives, And there was a guy out there in a wheelchair who was pretending to be stuck and trying to stop people to help him for some reason. And every time somebody walked by him, like, no, like, we're not dumb, he, like, called everybody an asshole. And I'm like, you're not stuck, though. You're perfectly fine. I don't understand. So, you just have to watch out for people.
I got in trouble in San Francisco because the hotel we stayed at was right by Union Square, but it turns into, like, the Tenderloin, like, right after.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a homeless lady walking by, and she asked for, she, like, held her hand out for a fist bump. Obviously, I'm going to fist bump you. And then she, like, stopped, and she was like, help me, like, I'm, I need food. And I was like, I don't have any cash, like, I'm so sorry. And then the bellhop started, like, taking her away, and I felt so bad. And I was like, I did not want to get you in trouble, I just wanted a fist bump, like...
But I bet they sit outside. I mean, it sucks for the homeless. Like, I totally get it.
Yeah.
It's awful. But they sit outside these buildings and they harass people all the time. So,
yeah.
It's very unfortunate.
Yeah, he said that she was a regular.
Corey's brother-in-law, I think, got punched in the face in San Francisco. Yeah, it was in San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah, Sheena was using a bathroom and he got punched in the face while waiting for her.
Well, that's exciting.
By a homeless man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That was the only, I mean, I've been to San Francisco a couple times for work and my old job, and that was the only weird incident, but I'm just really nice and I'll talk to anyone.
I will too. That's how I got stuck paying $50 or $60 for some man in Savannah.
Yeah. Corey got called a racist in Memphis. This is why I don't like Memphis. Also, people in Memphis are very rude. Sorry, I've been to Nashville and my family's from Tennessee and they're very nice. There was just something about Memphis. Maybe it's because you're stuck in Memphis. But Corey was talking
to... they have a panda at their zoo, so just...
Okay. I didn't go to the zoo. I went to Sun Records.
Or Sun Studio.
But when we were on Beale Street has nothing on any of the other streets in America. Sorry. I'm like super butthurt about Memphis.
I've never gotten to go.
Yeah.
I just want to see that panda.
It just wasn't good. But Corey was talking to some guy while I walked into somewhere and was coming back out, and... he handed me this rotting carnation, and I was like, and then put a bucket out for me to pay for it. And I'm like, I don't carry cash on me. If you're going to rob me, good luck. I have nothing. I'm not valuable. And I was like, I don't cash. And then he's like, well, what about your boyfriend? But Corey had already walked away from me. And I was like, well, you already walked off. I was like, so, and I like hand it back. And he's like, it's like, it's because your boyfriend's a racist. And I'm like, what the hell? Corey's not racist at all. Just nobody wants to pay for your rotting carnation, bro. Yeah, it was good times. So yeah, Memphis. You want me to talk better about you? Pay for a free trip there.
Yeah, sponsor us.
Sponsor us.
We'll come to all your haunted places.
Always. Yeah. Mostly the zoo though, because
the zoo's not haunted.
I just really want to go to the zoo. I'm such a dork. I don't know why you guys are my friends. Sorry.
We love you.
You win chili contest.
Oh my gosh, I won the chili contest today,
yay!
Guys. Sorry.
It was really good, too. Like, we didn't just vote for her because we are her friends. Legit, probably one of the best.
People legit vote. Like, normally I'm like, hey, guys, vote for me.
I'm a cheater.
I told Shane, I was like, a vote for Amanda is a vote for equality. I don't know why I did that. But it's my new hashtag. But he didn't know which one was mine. And, like, my other friend Celesta voted for me, like, legit without me asking her to.
Brittany did too, didn't she?
Brittany ate my chili. She was the first one, and she said, this is literally the best chili I've ever had. Guys, I've never made chili before. I looked up this recipe as a dupe for Steak and Shake chili, because that's my favorite. There was French onion soup and a bottle of Coke in it, so.
A kilo of Coke.
No, bottle. Bottle. Coca-Cola.
We're all doing really good today.
Yeah.
We're real pumped.
So pumped. But yeah, people loved it. Maybe I'll share the recipe with everyone. It's on the internet.
Yeah, it was good. It was really, full. Just so you know, I put onions in mine.
Ugh. There's French onion soup in it. That's enough onions for you.
Nope, needed more. I mean, I didn't put peanut butter in mine, though.
Hey.
Who put peanut butter in
it?
I bought her peanut butter at Kroger, and I was thinking maybe she put, like, a little teaspoon in it. No, she put the biggest chunk of peanut butter in it. So.
Peanut butter and chili is good, guys. Give it a try.
Yeah.
That wraps up today's episode. Thanks for listening to Paranormal Porkopolis. Don't forget to rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Music, Spotify, and now TuneIn Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Join us in 2 weeks for another spooky story. Thanks to Steve Albert for music and editing.
Hi, Steve. Sam and Amanda want to start this out by singing you a song. Take it away, gals.
Heartbreaker, you got the best of me, and I just keep on coming back incessantly. Oh, wow!
That was really good.
That's as far as we ever make it in that song.
Yeah, because we had to stop last time because we both did that with our hands.
Like, automatically?
Yeah, and we were like, oh my god!
I don't even think it's in the music video.
Feel free to keep that in.
Yeah.
Throw it at the end.
You guys sounded really good.
Thank you to Natalie Hoskins for your information on Madame LaLaurie's house. She is my friend from high school that lives in New Orleans now, and she's amazing.
Thank you, Natalie.
She
Thank
also
you.
Loves Ghost in the Burbs.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Did she get hooked by way of meaty?
No, she was pre-hooked. Like she's, okay. Her voice, her name is one of the people.
Oh, yeah, that's
in,
right. That's right.
Yeah, she's a Patreon.
Cool.
All right.
Sorry.
One, two, three.
Happy haunting.